It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. There are nightingales, larks, and even peacocks all over classical music, but one author and naturalist has written about a much maligned species with an unexpectedly special place in the heart of one of the great composers. It's the starling. You've probably seen them in your yard here in the valley. They're little black and white speckled birds. They're not native to the U.S. They were introduced in the late 1800s as part of a Shakespeare festival in Central Park in New York City. And since then, their population has grown from the original 20 birds to an estimated 200 million today. So what's the classical music connection? Mozart. Mozart had a pet starling that sang the theme to his piano concerto number 17. Whether he taught the theme to the bird or based his concerto on the theme the bird already knew is up for debate. And it's one of the things Leanda Lynn Haupt covers in her book, Mozart's Starling. Mozart bought the starling in Vienna in 1784 when he had just completed his piano concerto number 17. He called the bird Vogelstar, the German name for the species. It's the same kind we have here in North America. Mozart apparently was quite fond of the bird because he wrote an elegy and held a burial ceremony with family members when the starling died 3 years later. Ms. Haupt traveled to Austria to see Mozart's birthplace and gravesite, and she took her research a step further and raised a rescued starling of her own, called it Carmen, and discovers all the reasons Mozart loved his so much. Following a successful season that saw the company's first world premiere, Riders of the Purple Sage, Arizona Opera has received a $1 million commitment from longtime supporters Marlou Allen and Scott Stallard from Payson. Arizona Opera's deepening commitment to presenting innovative and inspiring work that appeals to both longtime opera fans and first-time audiences is so important, said donor Marlou Allen. This is about Arizona Opera's proven dedication to our community, and we want to show our support for that direction, said Scott Stallard, who sits on Arizona Opera's board of directors. In recent seasons, Arizona Opera has successfully moved into presenting new repertoire like Florencia en la Amazonas, and Riders of the Purple Sage. Investments of this size allow Arizona Opera to take artistic risks, and we are profoundly grateful for this extraordinary show of support, said Joseph Spector, Arizona Opera's president and general director. Arizona Opera kicks off its new season this fall with the film live music hybrid Hercules versus the Vampires in October and Puccini's Tosca in November. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening every week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix in HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.